This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Political candidates raised millions of dollars and spent millions of dollars in Michigan this election year. But there was also plenty of political spending by independent groups. Those are the groups not connected to any candidate, which can accept unlimited amounts of cash from donors. It turns out that about half of the money raised by those groups came from only a dozen sources. That's what research from the Michigan Campaign Finance Network shows. Here to talk is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, Craig Mauger. Craig, great to have you back on.
Thanks for having me on.
Remind us what these independent groups even are.
What's happened at the federal level and across this country since 2010, when the Supreme Court sent down the Citizens United court decision, is we've seen an explosion of independent spending in our political races. So what does that mean? That Supreme Court decision in 2010 said governments can't put limits on independent spending by corporations and labor groups in our elections. So what that has done is jettisoned independent spending into the spotlight. If someone wants to give a check to a candidate, generally there's a limit on how much they can give. If you want to write a check to someone running for the state house in Michigan and you're an individual, you can only give that candidate $1,000 directly. But if there is a group that supports that candidate and is acting so-called independently of that candidate, you can give that group as much money as you want to. And that's why independent spending is becoming the driving force of money in our politics. Because someone could go to an independent group and say, here's $1 million for your work to support the state house candidate. And that's much more than that person could give the candidate directly. So that's what independent spending is. And that's why we've seen an explosion in that format.
Who are the top donors to these independent groups?
We track the 20 groups that are the biggest independent spenders. They're either super PACs or other PACs that just work independently of candidates. And we tracked $10 million in fundraising by those groups. And almost half of it came from just 12 sources. That's one family, a couple of individuals, a couple of interest groups, and a handful of labor unions. So those 12 sources are driving the independent spending in Michigan. And the main force behind it is the DeVos family, the wealthy West Michigan political force that we've seen in this state. Of the $10 million in fundraising for independent spenders that we track, $1.8 million came from members of the DeVos family.
What exactly has the role of the DeVos family been in the past couple of years?
Yeah, the DeVos family has been the biggest source of political money in Michigan when it comes to a specific family or individual. And acting as a group, they're probably the most influential group in terms of spending as well, because of the sheer amount of money that they give directly to candidates. And then they give to groups that also support candidates. I mean, they gave maximum contributions of $1,000, nine family members did, so that's $9,000, to like 30 state house candidates. And they're all Republican candidates, because the DeVos is traditionally, usually that's all we see, is that they support Republicans. So they give that money directly to candidates, and they do that a lot. And then they give to groups like the Great Lakes Education Project, the Michigan Freedom Network, and the Michigan Republican Party, that then use those contributions to go out and work to elect Republicans as well. And much of that spending that those groups do is the independent spending that we're talking about.
Now, I mean, there are other wealthy families and wealthy groups spending a lot of money in Michigan politics, but do any other compare to the DeVos's? I mean, do the Democrats in Michigan have their own DeVos family?
Yeah. And that's a great question. In the past, the Democrats had a family known as the Stryker family that was a major funder, but we haven't seen them playing a huge role in Michigan politics for a few years now. But there is no family in terms of giving that comes anywhere close in Michigan to what the DeVos family does in Michigan politics. I think in the 2013-2014 cycle, we tracked the DeVos family giving well above $4 million in contributions in Michigan. The second largest giving done by a family was the Bernstein family of the law firm fame.
Right.
That gave $1.9 million, and most of that was on one family member's Supreme Court campaign.
Who's spending money for Democrats then?
Yeah, when it comes to independent spending, the driving force of spending on the Democratic side is our labor unions. I mean, the American Federation of Teachers, the United Auto Workers, and the handful of other unions, different building trades, different trade groups, they are the large spenders. And it's primarily been this cycle, AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, and the UAW that did the most independent spending. I think combined between those groups, it was close to $1 million that they contributed to the 20 PACs that we looked at.
Where are we going on this front?
I think right now in the current environment in the legislature, it's very difficult to predict that the legislature is going to take action to rein this in any way, because a lot of these current lawmakers have gone the other way, doubled campaign contribution limits, worked to hide the source of donor in issue advertising. I mean, that's what we've seen. I think what we're going to see in Michigan over the next 2 years especially is more money pour into our political system. More of that money being in the form of dark money, not knowing where it's coming from. We're going to see that at all new levels in 2018, because 2018 is going to be a huge year in Michigan. There's going to be a U.S. Senate seat up. There's going to be an open seat for governor of, an open seat for secretary of state, open attorney general. There's going to be state house races that we see every 2 years. But when you combine all those factors, there's going to be a huge amount of money that pours in 2018. 2018 could be a year unlike any other because of how it's shaping up. And then you look at that on top of the fact that, you know, we don't have any quality campaign finance regulations in the state, really. We're ranked 50th out of 50 states by the Center for Public Integrity when it comes to transparency and accountability, and it's going to be really problematic in 2018. And for a group like mine that does watchdog work, there's going to be a lot of work to do in 2018.
Craig Monger is Executive Director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Thanks for coming on, Craig.
Thank you so much, David.